Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a story, a joke, a reading, and I have a wombat tonight. So I'll let you know when it's coming up. In the meantime, we're going to start the show with Maura Smiley and her group Voco. Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie. This song I first ran into from Harry Belafonte. She's got some heavy rhythm stuff going on here. And Maura Smiley can do a lot of different things with music. And this is a good example. Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie. Bring Me a Little Water, Sylvie by Maura Smiley and Voco. I'm always looking for new music, and this morning in the paper there was the obituary for a man known as Dr. John, and said he'd had quite a musical career and was well known. I wasn't familiar with him, so I went on the internet and began looking him up. Dr. John was born in New Orleans in, 1941. Grew up there, strong influence from all sorts of New Orleans music, jazz, you know, Louis Armstrong, lots of different people, and also had quite a colorful career. He got into music when he was about 16, stayed in it the rest of his life, and had a lot of great songs. So I went online and found a few. This one's called Iko Iko. I've played it, I've played it before on my show, but not this version. It's really New Orleans down and dirty, really into the rhythm and stuff. I just love the feel of it. And he had quite a colorful career. He at one point was put in prison for dealing in narcotics. At one point he ran a brothel. So his roots are pretty authentic in New Orleans music. And we're going to hear him perform now. So this is Dr. John with, I think I call it Iko Iko.
Fino and dandy, Dagmo Finani. my boy, to use my boy, sitting on the bayou. My spy boy, to use my boy, I'm gonna set your tail on fire. Talking about it now,
hey now,
hey now. I go ande, Dagmo fino anande, Dagmo finane. Mama rain, to you my rain, sitting on the bayou.
Ico, Ico by Dr. John. Well, we're in the Johns now. Right now, there's a movie out showing called A Rocket Man, which is a tribute or documentary, what do you want to call it, about Elton John. It's acted out. It's supposed to be a great movie. I'm going to see it tomorrow, I hope. And so I thought I'd play an Elton John song. This is one of my favorites. It's called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
Too young to be singing the blues. So goodbye, yellow blues.
What do you think you do then? I bet they shoot down the plane. It'll take you a couple of hot urine tablets to set you on your feet again. Maybe you'll get a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, sniffing for tips.
That was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. And what fun. Next up is a classic song. It's Old Time Fiddle, Old Joe Clark. Also a banjo tune. I think of it as kind of the national anthem of the banjo. The first song I ever learned to play frailing style on the banjo. This is by the Wild Mountain Fiddlers, and just a great tune. And you get some good old country music here. Old timey.
Thank you.
Old Joe Clark by the Wild Mountain Fiddlers. Well, we're going to sort of stay in that tradition. Next up is the Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. This was a number one hit song in the U.S. back in 1959, and it commemorates the Battle of New Orleans against the British back many years earlier, and just a great song. I get a big kick out of it. Here's the Battle of New Orleans.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. Well, we're going to kind of stay in that tradition a little bit. This is another New Orleans, well, Louisiana song. It's Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. And it has a real swampy feel to it and some good lyrics. So here we go with Alligator Man.
Fine man from an alligator clan. Mosquitoes buzzing around my head, Spanish moths for my bed. I'm very sick.
Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. Well, here comes the wombat of the evening. This is a poem. I often mention that a lot of poetry today, I don't really get a lot out of, the kind that's in the New Yorker. I'm sure people do, and I know it's meaningful to them, but I like them to be more straightforward and literal, and this is a classic example. This is by Rudyard Kipling. It's called A Smuggler's Song, and at the time he was writing this, the area he was writing about, the British were in control and the people were resisting and they were smuggling goods in. The British wouldn't let them buy anything. And also, spies, there was a great conflict going on. So this was a story of the smugglers. And it's a poem by Rudyard Kipling, and I like it a lot. I've tried reading it, but I can't read it as well as this reading. I love the tension in here and the story. So here's the story of The Smuggler's Song by Rudyard Kipling.
If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blinds or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk, laces for a lady, letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the woodlump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use 'em for your play. Put the brushwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you meet George's men dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no call for running out till the house dogs bark. Trust is here, pinchers here, see how dumb they lie, they don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be give a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentlemen along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
The Smuggler's Song by Rudyard Kipling. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. From WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. You can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com, so you can get us anywhere in the world. If you'd like to email me any comments, you can get me at hbaya@ehc.edu. That's Emory and Henry College, ehc.edu. While going on with the show, I often talk about leavers and leavees, broken hearts, another done somebody wrong song. But these shows don't always, the songs don't always have that issue. There are so many things in a relationship you can write about. And here's a slightly different angle. This is Feed This Fire by Kathy Mattea. And what she's saying in here is, honey, I think the fire is going out a little bit in our relationship. Let's feed the fire. Let's get it going again. Sort of a different angle. This relationship hasn't failed. In fact, I don't think it's going to. I think with Kathy's encouragement, things are going to pick up steam. So this is Feed This Fire by Kathy Mattea.
It might be you, it might be me, it might be only 1 degree, but I could swear it's getting colder in this room. We just don't seem to care to touch. We just don't want to share that much. But darling, every fire needs something to come soon. We've got to feed this fire. We've got to fan this flame. If this love burns out, we've got ourselves to blame. We've got to stoke these coals until they glow red hot. Winter wind could blow. Back when our cold and hungry hearts were on the street. So let us swear then, you and I, to never let this fire die. Until these hearts have turned to ashes in the heat. We've got to feed this fire. We've got to fan this flame. If this love burns out, we've got ourselves to blame. We've got to stoke these coals until they glow red hot.
Feed This Fire by Kathy Mattea. The next song is a kind of a wombat in a way. I recorded it live a few years ago at a music week. I don't know who the singer is, but I was standing, my seat was right near him, and I recorded it on a digital recorder. And you can hear the audience, including me, singing away, joining in on the chorus. It's an old-time song. It's got a real authentic feel to it. It's called Rifle on My Shoulder. And I don't know much about it except that I do know I like it. So this is another wombat for tonight, recorded live, Rifle on My Shoulder.
I'll put a rifle on my back and a knapsack on my shoulder. I'll ride away to New Orleans and there I'll be a soldier. Father riddle dido dido dido, father riddle dido dido day, father riddle dido dido dido, father riddle dido dido day. How old are you, my fair pretty maid? How old are you, my honey? She answered me right cheerfully, I'm 17 on Sunday. Father riddle dido dido dido, father riddle dido dido day, father riddle dido. Dido, dido, father, riddle, dido, dido, day. Her shoes were white, her stockings bright, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a black and roving eye, and her hair hung down her shoulder. Father, riddle, dido, dido, dido,
little dido dido day, for little dido dido dido, for little dido dido day.
Will you come with me, my fair pretty babe? Will you come with me, my honey? Oh, she answered me right cheerfully, I would but for my mammy. Father, little dido, dido, dido,
father, little dido, dido, day. Father, little dido, 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 father, little dido, dido, day.
But if you come to my mammy's house when the moon is shining clear light, I will come down and let you in, and my mammy shall not hear me.
Father in dido, 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 father in dido, dido, day. Father in dido, 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 father in dido, dido, day.
So I went to her mammy's house when the moon was shining clear light. She opened the door and she let me in, and I lay in her arms till morning.
Father in dido, 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 father in dido, dido, day. Father in dido, 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 father in dido, dido, day.
I'll put a rifle, I'll put a knapsack on my back, a rifle on my shoulder. I'll ride away to New Orleans, and there I'll be a soldier.
Father in dido, 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 father in dido, dido, day. Father in dido, 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 father in dido, dido, day.
A rifle on my shoulder. The next song is The Wait by Jackie DeShannon. This is just a great song. I've got played several recordings of it on the show. I think this is my favorite. And also, as are many of the songs I play, one of my all-time favorites. So, this is The Wait by Jackie DeShannon.
I pulled into Nazareth, I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where can I find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand, no was all he said. For a place to hide, when I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. Well, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
Just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, hon, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Your cannonball now to take me down the line. Well, my bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone.
Right on me. That was The Wait by Jackie DeShannon, and a truly great song. Next is an odd thing. It's called The Blacksmith Blues, recorded in 1952. And I had I was young, needless to say, just entering eighth grade that fall, and had just returned from England. I hadn't heard American music for 2.5 years. And I came back, and this was one of the hit songs, The Blacksmith Blues. I remember being in my uncle's house in Roanoke, Virginia, and playing this on the 45 RPM player, and just letting it play over and over and over. I liked this song so much. So this is Ella Mae Morse. Oh, let me read you a little bit about the recording, because it's got some interesting sounds in it. Ella Mae recorded the song on December 12, 1951, at the Capitol Records Studio on Melrose Avenue in Hollywood. The arrangement was created by Billy May and Nelson Riddle. Now, those were big, big names in those days. And the recording was produced by Lee Gillette. Bob Bain played a muffled ashtray with a triangle beater to create the hammer and anvil sound effect. So you'll hear that clink, clink. So it's a muffled ashtray with a triangle beater. The recording was really issued on the B-side of Love Me or Leave Me. That means they didn't expect it to be a hit on the B-side. The A-side is the one they expect to be the hit. But surprise, it was a hit. And I remember in 1952 thinking it was just one of the greatest songs I'd ever heard.
He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot spots are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses flopping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues. He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses popping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues.
The Blacksmith Blues by Ella Mae Morse. Well, the next two songs have a lot in common. They are both about life passing us by, or living your full life and looking back on it, or watching it flow. I've got a number of songs like that. I might have a show sometime and just play only those songs. When I was 17 and it was a very good year. There's just a whole bunch of them. And this one's a good one. This is River of Time by John Conley. And you can just feel the process of being young and watching it go away from you and how quick it all seems to go at the time. Especially when you're looking back. While you're in the middle of it, it seems to be going just a normal speed. But when you look back, it seems like it zipped by. So he catches this well. This is John Conley, who has a particularly poignant voice, singing River of Time.
Early one morning, a new day was dawning. I was 16 and strong as a horse. I didn't know nothing about nothing, but I knew everything, of course. I turned 21, toting a gun and losing some good friends of mine. I was crossing my first streams of sorrow on the way down the river of time. This river rolls like a rocket. It don't meander and wind. Ain't a power on earth that can stop it. We're all swept up in the grind. So find your companion, the one that would love you all the way till the end of the line. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time. I woke up at 30 and started to worry about the glaring mistakes of my past. I still had high aspirations, but I knew that I'd better move fast. Now I'm staring at 40, and oh Lordy, Lordy, I'm still a long way from the top. I've still got the heart, but I'm falling apart, facing the hands of the clock. This river rolls like a rocket. It don't meander. The dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time.
The River of Time by John Conley. Well, as I mentioned, the next song is a similar song in a way. This isn't looking back. It's called Try to Remember. This version is sung by Patti Page. I've listened to a number of versions of this. This one's a good one. I like the one that was actually in the original Broadway show, but still. Anyway, it's the thought I like, and Patti Page does a good job of just making it sound sincere and real.
To remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and gray was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Try to Remember by Patti Page. The next song is I'll Remember You Love in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams. I find it kind of haunting, and I think somehow it's the banjo that gives it the haunting quality.
Thank you. Well, I know there's one waiting for you. And go where you will, on land or on sea, I'll share all your sorrows and cares. At night when I kneel by my bedside to pray, I remember you love my prayer. At night when I kneel by my bedside to pray, I remember you love in my
I'll Remember You Love in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams. This show is going to end with some old-timey music. This is Cluck Old Hen, and it's by Dirk Powell, John Herman, and Tim O'Brien.
Another drink of whiskey wouldn't do me any harm. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since way last fall.
Cluck Old Hen by Dirk Powell, John Herman, and Tim O'Brien. Brings us home from some way to me. Here we are sitting in the Appalachian Mountains of Southwest Virginia playing that kind of song. I feel like this is the way things should be. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance to play for you songs I love, like the last one, and tell you an occasional story, a little reflection. In that vein, there's a good event coming up you may want to go to. It's at the McLaughlin Center, and it's Carson Peters, fantastic musician. He's won fiddle contests. He's a great singer. He does a fantastic job on various instruments. He'll have some other young musicians with him. I hope to be there, so please join me at the McLaughlin Center on the Emory and Henry campus in Emory, Virginia, just about 8 miles out of Abingdon. And you get there by, you can follow the signs once you get to the campus. You'll have no problem finding the brand new big McLaughlin Entertainment Performing Center. Emory and Henry College, Carson Peters, June 11th, 7:30 in the evening, Tuesday, June 11th. See you there. And we can use this event on the Emory and Henry campus to help do what I want you to do each week. And I'm going to ask you to join me or encourage you to join me right now. And that's to celebrate. And this show is my way of celebrating, and that performance will be another. So I'm going to ask you again or encourage you again. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.